is possibly a mini gym, or if you're lucky, a small swimming pool. You're still in smallest accommodation, but the ambience will be much better. Great, you say. That leaves me plenty left over for the month. Here's your next problem. The food in Thailand is unpalatable to many Westerners. If you eat Thai food, you can get by on as little as $4 per day, but you are taking a risk by doing so. Parasitic infections are common in Thai food. It's reckoned that as much as 30% of the population will have a parasitic infection at any given point. Street food is known to be the worst in this regard. Thai hygiene standards are ridiculously low in many cases. You'll turn up at the local food market and see fresh meat, as well as fish lying exposed to the sun. You don't know how long it's been lying there. For many, it's only a question of time before they pay a high price for eating food from these sources. I mentioned the fact that many Thai foods are unpalatable to retirees. Chili is present in many foods, and often at an amount that would blow the head off an elephant. Even the foods that are not spicy may not be to your taste. I know literally dozens of retirees that can't eat Thai food, and they find themselves hunting out Western alternatives. The result? A vast increase in the daily food budget. You can then expect your daily food budget to creep closer to $10 per day or more. Even at $10 per day, you'll find your combined monthly budget creeping over the $500 mark already.